This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
Howard Dean had one when he was a contender for the presidential nomination. Now New York gubernatorial hopeful Eliot Spitzer has one. A blog, that is. Weblogs, or blogs, reflect a world of experience and opinions ranging from personal accounts of the war in Iraq to electronics equipment, to pets, to politics. Whatever the subject, the number of blogs is exploding. Technorati, a California company providing blog-related services, monitors the blogosphere. The company tracks over 7.5 million blogs, a number that's doubling every 5 months. That means a new weblog every 3 seconds. One day last week, Robert Niles, editor of the Online Journalism Review, was using Technorati to track responses to big news for political bloggers, the indication that the Federal Election Commission is poised to delve into the internet more and, among other things, start treating some blogs' links to a candidate's website as campaign contributions.
Google and Yahoo have set up separate news feeds where they're tracking designated news sources, and they do that in real time. You don't have the day delay that you have for the general search engines on Google and Yahoo. But they're only looking at a small sliver of the information sources out there, usually traditional news organizations, but Technorati is looking exclusively at bloggers. Obviously a different voice than you'll get from mainstream media.
That's probably one reason why David Sifry, Technorati's founder, calls the web the world live web, or a conversation. There are a lot of things everyone says about the democratizing effect of the internet, and blogging in particular. Sifry says these things too, but adds another point.
My dearest hope is that it leads to a rebirth of civics here in the United States and around the world. And it leads to a reinvigoration of civilized conversation. Because what's happening is that in the end, what you write on your blog, it's kind of like your permanent record. You remember back in elementary school, we used to talk about, better not do that because it's going to go onto your permanent record. In a sense, this is what's happening here, right? That people are creating their own identities on the web by writing about and commenting on the things that they're writing about.
Next time, some views on how blogs differ from the mainstream media. I'm Meredith Duddleston, WRTI News.